I'll say it's like for a foreigner like myself, it's tough. Understand? Because you know it's not easy. Like me to just come up for Nigeria and come claim collect throne for another man's land. Understand? But for the team, you guys be like 1 hour. The lowest 45 minutes for the team, you understand? Mm. For me now, when I reach out, just say, I think African time, you know. I think I'm done. But yeah, they say practice at my 4. I'm going to come out for hours. See, I won't come to say from mine, I just say, I'll come out early. I'm going to come out 3:40. Then I'm not with this thing, you understand? But yeah. I would say, I would have liked to say it anyway, David.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to hear me out first. Playing against David, you are not actually guarding David. You are guarding yourself.
I just want to welcome one of my guys to the show. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since we see this man. So we tried to get him on for a while, but schedule no just grievous. Anyway, he played in Nigeria for a bit before he left us. He left us in the deep shit that we were when the shit was very good. Unlike now when the shit is really terrible.
I had to say my guy.
Man gotta
do what you have to do, you know. Yeah. <That's it. laughs>
How is the weather for that side? How is it in Italy right now? What you guys
do? Yeah, right now it's like, you know, we just had some period of, you know, snow and all that. So, like, always cold, you know how it is. In Europe, always cold and all that.
I'm pretty lucky that snow has refused to come down on us here in the UK. So,
yeah.
I'm excited.
Ah, okay.
You know, for don't
jump, it's gonna be crazy. I know the cold year is like very, very crazy, like tough, like big one.
Yeah, let's kick it off, man. 2021, we're almost done with January. The first month. But January long as always. It feels like 6 months, but almost done by Tuesday will be in February. So let's talk a little 2021. How was your year, 2021 in a wrap? What did you learn from the year? Because we had so many issues with COVID, people not playing games, even you guys with the how was it for you?
Yeah, like 2021 was like my, you know, wasn't really that, I would say not that good, but at the same time good, you know. Like, ain't really much to talk about 2021, which was my first year when I signed into, like, you know, like a semi-pro team and all that, you understand? And due to the COVID, we didn't have, like, you know, we had to, like, cancel some games, we had little games to play and all that. So it wasn't, like, much, there's not much to talk about, you know, the aspect of 2021. But we hope 2022 will be, like, you know,
how is it even going now, sir? Like, it's the new year. Yeah. Games don't start, and I think it's moving.
Yeah, the games right now, they're on, but you know, we had issues on the team, like, you know, COVID and.
Oh, okay.
And all that. So, I think it's coming back. You understand? So, I also had COVID too. Like, I had my COVID, my first tested COVID on. I had my COVID on the 23rd of December, which was very, very bad, you know. I had to, like, spend the Christmas and the New Year
alone.
The house, like, yeah, it was bad. It was bad, like, very, very bad.
I feel you, Jared.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little upbringing. Were you born in Lagos first? Let me get that right. You were born in Lagos?
Yeah, I was born and brought up in Lagos, yeah.
Or Tebutemeta or Gawa.
Yeah. Tebutemeta, Eluwe compound.
What was he like actually?
Ubireme boy.
You say Ubireme boy. Now, why you have Ubireme? They always knuckle, jam it for cut back there.
Crazy, man. Yeah, there had to be one railway there.
Man, man. But yeah, how was it growing up in Ibutemeta?
You know, growing up in, you know, Lagos, like, it's always, you know, it's famous, like, you have to, you know, shine your eye and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, hustling, like, let's say, like, growing up alone was, like, very difficult, I would say that. Like, the struggle going to school, like, you know, how the economy is, you know, better. You know how the situation be now.
Facts.
Well, as the first son, you know.
I feel you.
So growing up wasn't really easy like that. Just tough. Still tough though. Yeah. Like it's getting more tough. Yeah, like it's more tough than how it was in, you know, how it was in Nigeria. Because you know,
You know, we have two different perspectives, or we see this thing two different ways, because you are the first, but I mean, I'm the last on my own side.
No, I'm the first son.
Yeah, the first, okay, first son, first born. Yeah. It's almost the same thing, because there's a lot of responsibility bestowed upon you at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
Being the first son, like, what were those things where you look out like, man, if I don't get this shit done in a few years, how I go feel get to? Because me now, it took me a while, although I grew up pretty early, it took me a while to understand that as a guy, as a boy, you guys know the game, you guys know how you will arrange yourself outside, how you will get things popping,
yeah,
how you will get cash flow. So learning all those things at such an early age, what was your experience for you?
I would talk about, like, you know, I didn't really like realize at first how the life was gonna be. Like, I was just living my life as young guy, you know,
mm-hmm.
who doesn't care about anything, just doing the basics. You understand? But you know, you go reach one particular project, you say, you go choke, you say, come on, you guys wake up, bro. You guys wake up, bro. Yeah, sir, you guys wake up. So it is that point, you say, after like my, like after my school time for there, I like, you know, enter smalls, or like, you know, really do all this one. Like I do pom pom work. I go like me and my guy, after school guy, crazy. We go serve for like big player now, you know now.
Yeah.
We do pom pom like for like how many months? For, like I think like three months. After pom pom, we go into this work. What do they call it? This restaurant work. They do grill. Tilapia fish for Papa Road. We saw that work again. Oh, boys, we do work. My guy, they sell beer and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Me, they do tilapia fish. So they combine the thing, you know what I'm saying? So from there, boys, our boys guys will come, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to stop though. That's it, like, yeah.
Growing up in Lagos and its own, that city, as you talk of, yeah, you know, that's open eye. And you know, open eye.
They guys open eye. They'll chop you. Everybody will chop you. You know, they'll chop you. That's it. That's it. If you know, open eye for Lagos, guy, you don't feel open eye for anywhere again. Anywhere again, you don't feel open eye for anywhere again. If you know, open eye.
For real. When did you now pick up the game of basketball? Because I remember when we did play back then for Real Park, you know, now there's this Unilag Real Park beef, low-key beef that used to
happen. Like that. My first time playing basketball was in what's this name called? Let's, I don't even forget names for that. Yeah, I don't forget names of place. Okay, I don't remember. Egbeda, maybe the first place where I play basketball. I just from my auntie place, we just go back of our house, they get one smoke out there. So when they're like me and my guys, we just go to throw ball, all those kind of things. So later when I come meet, I mean, they play football.
Everybody.
I was really good at soccer, you understand? So most people were like, oh, this is a long leg. No, yeah, get long leg, tiny leg, like obviously it's a long leg, they go break the leg for soccer. Why not go find something that go now? Once he comes to say, I say, get in the way, David. Now, David will know I'm first. He said, I'm going to meet David. David will put you through basketball and all that. I'm like, okay, now. let me say my push it and I meet Railway. He told me, okay, come on Sunday. I follow and go on Sunday. I'll go there, go watch the game. The game makes sense. On Monday, I can start with Coach Mike. Coach Mickey that time. I carry which shoe I will use there. One filler. Shoe like that. I just put a we shall go. First practice, full court though. Yeah, first practice was full court. No, catch the ball. I don't even know if they saw that time. I saw they throw the thing at us. Like this guy, it is Shame. I mean the first person. Shame, I mean the first. I don't ever forget that. Shame was the first guy who told me. What did he say? He said, guy, don't have to waste shot. I was like, it's not food. You're not gonna waste. Because I don't understand the aspect of which waiting nobody talks. So I did tell me that I'm like, okay now, I think I can calm down. So gradually now I started picking up, you know, coming to Rope Park every day. Yeah, they sleep for Rope Park. I don't know if they know I slept to Rope Park. I will come for morning. I come in the morning by like 7, do normal thing, like, you know, just try to do something, you understand? I'll come go stay under, it's in the corner, you know that podium now, that podium, when Rope Park, see Rope Park there.
Yeah.
I'll go under Rope Park, I'll go under that place. I would just crash for that place. Till like around 4 or 3. The boys begin on the comeback, man. Come begin to play all this set before men, them. Mm-hmm. So the senior players come to play even set and all that. So from there now, gradually play, enter Massini. Practice with Massini and all that. Massini, like everybody know, Massini was a great influence in the game of basketball, in the aspect of, you know, Rope Park and all that. It was a great influence. And I didn't actually play under Massini though, but I always practice under Massini. That's how I was a part of, you know, Devon.
You will carry that nonsense.
Devon.
God,
Devon, we sign players every day.
I hate you that Devon, guy.
Devon was like, no. Then we had the rival, you know, instead Devon and Rope Park, what they call it, Zion. When Zion was still there,
the thing that used to piss me off about that Devon team was all of when we did that team, when I did Chris, starting with the way we did that.
No, starting with the coach.
Like, if starting with the coach, you can't get those guys. Like, a lot of you, when we play back then, I would look at, okay, you now, you're a 3-and-D guy. You can get out on offense.
Yeah.
You do everything on defense, all that stuff. We're always the same kind of person. You have a guy like Mustafa that comes out and he just wants to kill him, shot, all those. So, the combination, every time I used to play, I was like, okay, if me, they guard this one now. If Joy, yeah, they guard
this
there's somebody
else. Then we had Mustafa, we had Ibrahim. Before Ibrahim, we had what's his name again?
This long Ibrahim. Big guy that is in Canada now. What's his name? Shea.
We had we had Shea, had Brown, we had Emperor, we had We sign players every day, you know. You know how we do it. Like, you just come, you see, you just give it the gesture, and you just like, you know, start playing. We don't have plays, you understand? We don't have plays, but we just have to, like, just play, and we just, you know, crazy. Right. During the time of ISL, was it ISL? When we had to go play, what's it called? At Keja.
Tournament.
IPNX. No, that was when Devon started. Officially, you know, now because we had this guy from Germany. What's his name? You know the guy that did
I know his name. I forgot him.
We had a lot of players. You know? So we had Ima, right. The tall guy. Yeah, we had a lot of players. We had, and we even what's his name? Shea.
Mm-hmm.
You know Shea from the islands. And we had a lot of players. Right. Players all around. And at the end of everything, we added Tolani together. We added Tolani Shuaibara.
When those ones grew, they don't grow past Zion. They don't grow past the River Dragons. The guys move now too.
Massive, I see the same amount. We have to like, no, Debon is always, you know, I'm swag, you understand? We are like, the big heart. We have to take everybody in, you understand? Oh, so that's how it went. And basketball going like continuously, like I didn't actually play in the league.
Yeah.
Because I felt I wasn't ready because I didn't play guard then. I was playing 3 and 4 and 5. Because I and Emperor was the like, let's say the official big man of D-Bone, you understand? Mm-hmm. We play 5 and 4, we were like divided stuff. So I was like, no, when I heard the first time Bola D-Bone was in the league, Promise went, I was like, okay, they were good to the game, they were, you know, bright already, they were mature to the game. I wasn't really mature, I was just catching rebound and passing to the point guard and the offense. I just, you know, set screen and roll and all that. So like when it got to the time of like, you know, the league started getting official, like everybody can now play the league, I was like, no, I can't. The only time I tried to play in the league was when the Division One with Olumide, the Hoops and Reed.
Oh yeah, you went.
Yeah,
you
no,
went
I'll tell you the story about. I was with Hoops and Reed at the time, and then I was cut out. I was like, okay, I knew there was gonna get to a point where I'm gonna, like, you know, get cut out, because every role, every position, they need a specific, you know, person for it. They had Owen, they had Redway, they had these who has been in the game before, before I was even thinking about coming to the game. So then when Olumide told me, oh, okay, he has a team in Oshun, you know, sure, I can go join the team and all, I was like, okay. Then we went there, we played, we did our best, you know how it went in Oshun, it was in Abuja, right?
Right.
Yeah, in Abuja, we played.
That thing that you just talked about. Because the first game you guys played was against my Comets. Hey, You did not just whoop, you beat Shaggy.
Yeah, it was like surprise. I didn't even believe we were gonna win.
Right. It was you and Kunle. And Kunle, I know you listen to it. You are also going to come on the show pretty soon. You ready? It was you and Kunle that single-handedly beat that team that day. I was on the stands. That was the year that it was before, I think it was after we played the ABL and they said we were banned, so we could not play.
Yeah, you couldn't play. Yeah, that's true.
So I was watching the game from the stands. I was like, God, see Kunle moving slow-mo. And also he's grabbing all the boards and killing us down the lane.
I was getting enough blocks. I was getting a lot everywhere. Of blocks. It was one of the games I actually enjoyed, you know. Even before that, we had games like, you know, we didn't even talk about the games of the Utah Live.
Yeah,
competition. Utah Live was part of the game, the tournament, which really like brought out players, you understand?
Right.
Like there was like every week there were games and continuously. Right. So it was keeping guys busy, you understand? Even when there were no game, you have to like practice, you know, just to prepare for the game and all that. So, and there were music, there were like a lot of people, like Road Park was like the stadium we needed at that time, you understand? It was like the stadium we needed. So it was all this like brought to like make me who I am like right now. Yeah. Even if I'm nowhere, I want to be here and all that. So
yeah, I understand. We're all going to that place.
So all these steps was part of my growth in basketball.
I need to give props to the management at Real Park, starting from Lai Ali. Everybody calls him Mancini. For those who don't know,
Mancini.
That's the guy. Then Mr. Badi Olasanya for putting up till date, we still have guys who want to play the Youth Alive just because of what they seen back then. That this thing.
Back then was the best, I would say. Because that was when basketball was alive. I would say the West of Nigeria. Yeah. I would say, because I don't know how it goes in the North, South, and the side, but in the West,
than to watch.
Yeah, in the West. in the West was like that was the main stadium.
Mm-hmm.
In the West, no, that was the main stadium, because got to a point, the pole, there were no more place for people to hang around, like they were standing around, because we had two podiums, we had two courts, you understand? Like every it was all field. Even people that doesn't play basketball, just like passing from the gates of Flow Park, like seeing a lot of people, you want to get in and see what's going on, you understand? Yeah, so how that's how crazy it was.
I miss those times, honestly. But yeah, you moved to Italy a while back. When I say a while back, I can't even remember how long ago it was.
It was like five years ago.
I saw a video of you where they give us, they speak Italian to the reporter. I was like, hey, my life. And I'm here that I've been saying I want to learn Spanish all these years. I say, see this man. He just threw everything. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I say, what is going on?
No, the part of speaking the Italian, because you ain't got no choice, you understand? Yeah, you don't find a lot of people speaking English over here, you understand? So you just have to like force it. You might just be talking to somebody in English, they'll be like, okay, see, yes, yes. They don't understand. So you just have to like, you know, force speaking, like going to school, learning some things online and all that. So that's like, give me the motivation to like, you know, try to like speak. Even now, I wouldn't say I'm actually perfect, but if I speak, they understand. Yeah, if I speak, they understand. That's the main important part of it,
exactly.
For them to understand. You understand?
Exactly. So I wanted to touch on this. When you got to Italy as the young bull that you were, naturally, when you get to a new place, there's this culture shock that, okay, this is different from the way we used to do it back in Nigeria. This is different from how we used to play, or how we even live as we normally stay around in Lagos and all that. What was that moment for you, like, that triggered, this is a new place?
The moment I realized was when I took off. we know that feeling. We ain't gonna deny that. We know that feeling, right, sir? You know that feeling when you get, like, you know, when you get it, like, let's start from the base, you know, getting the passport, like, getting the visa and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when getting the visa is, like, it's a step.
Yeah.
But getting into the plane and taking off, that's where it starts. You understand?
I don't need to come out for now.
You understand?
Oh,
taking off, that was where it all began, you understand? And you know, when I landed in Milan, I guess in Milan, and the first thing I noticed was the cold, like I was like, wow, you know, in Nigeria we don't have breeze, you know, when breeze talks to you, you understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like making noise, like sound and all that. I was like, okay, I'm here. You see, we're not more in Africa, you understand?
What we have in Nigeria is Amatan.
That's Amatan. And the breeze is also hot.
As it. Oh boy, Nigeria no be on my back. Oh man.
So I go to Italy. My first night, I was in. I went straight to Rapallo. I don't know where that is. I think in Genoa. I guess in Genoa. I went there my first night. I couldn't sleep because I don't know how, like, it was all dark. I think I arrived at 3 in the morning. Yeah, 3 in the morning. I couldn't sleep because I had a long. I was like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I was like anxious to like know what's going, who I'm going to see, and all that. So I was like, okay, I had to like go to the shower. I made the shower and all that. I stayed awake throughout, and in the morning I went to like practice. They did the introduction, you know, new player and all that. I practiced, and the next day I moved to a new team because that was like an academy where they bring players. Then from the academy, you get transferred to the club and all that. Because I tried to explain to most people how it works in Italy. In Italy, is the system is like. It's all about club. not school. You know, in America, you have to go to the school and you play for the school.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to the club and you play for the club, and the school practice is way is different. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it is. So I went to the club, I got introduced, show me how it is. Definitely, you know, the food is different. I was expecting to see main rice, common food. But rice ain't common over here. They have the pasta, you know, pasta with the tomato sauce. Yeah, at first I was like, okay, I'll cook with that. But it got to a point, I was like, come on, man. I need some fufu. At some point, I was like, I need some fufu, you know, I need some bread and beans. Talani can testify to me. I need some bread and beans. Mm. But after 1 year, 2 years, I just have to adapt to the system, you know. Eat what they eat over here.
They're
dying, so I won't die.
What is it like playing overseas? Because not everyone gets the opportunity to go overseas. I've been blessed with the opportunities. I've traveled to a different country, different places, naturally, and currently playing here as well. Well, what is it like playing in Europe? And as we all know, European basketball is different from the NBA, different from what we are used to. What is it like there?
Yeah. Playing in Europe, I would say, yeah, definitely not only Italy, I would say Europe in general, because they have the same style of playing basketball. It's great, definitely it's great. More physical, skills, and I would say skills also, because we got a lot of skills player over here. And I would say it's like for a foreigner like myself, is tough. You understand? Because you know it's not easy like me to just come up for Nigeria and come clean, collect room for another man land. You understand? Yeah, it takes a lot of work. You understand? This is one of the things if I knew it was gonna be like this, I swear, definitely before coming to Italy, I work more hard on games. And of course, in Nigeria, I was playing three, four, and five. You understand? And for my height over here, definitely you have to be a guard.
No, there's no dispute about that one for sure. Where you want
you have to play guard no matter the size. You can be big, you have to play. The maximum you can play is just two.
Right.
You understand? So, you know, me, I don't really shoot. I just do the Kobe move, the fake. The one that we're using people, the fake jump. Oh my God, that. It doesn't work here. It works when you have a mismatch, you understand?
Yeah.
So right now, gradually I'm blending in, 5 years in Italy, studying the game and all that. I'm beginning to know the system, how to adjust what I need and all that. It's difficult, to adjust from playing, just catching rebound, passing to the point guard and just setting pick, and now getting to control the ball, trying to set a whole team, you understand? You know, being as a guard, the team depends on you. You have to I don't be like Una now, you understand? Come on, floor general, then BJ, then Tolani. You understand?
You
understand? So it's difficult. You understand? But gradually it's taking place, Man gotta do what he has to do to make the bread. Because at this point in time, we have to be real with ourselves. We ain't doing this before no more.
Gotta make the bread, brother.
No, we ain't doing this for fun no more. There is fun, but the most is for the bread. Right. You understand? We need the bread. Looking back home, you need the bread.
Definitely. <Yeah.
laughs> Looking back home, you know you need the bread, you understand? So that's how it is.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Awesome playing in Europe. You know, changing of environment also, it helps. You understand? Like, the you're talking about the, like, the culture difference and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's way, way different over here. Like it's crystal clear how it is over here. Like, the way the, let's say, the way they eat, the way they, you know, the way they talk, the way they do their things is way different. We do our own, say, you understand? Nobody, you know, South, they be.
I feel you.
Uru to the,
Uru to the. And yeah, I wish I get it.
And yeah, for me, you said, no, for year, you guys.
Follow this through the system.
Down. Yeah, you guys full. Like, if you miss one step, you know if you meet that, you guys go back. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it before. Yeah, you guys follow the system. Time, especially the time. You know, in Nigeria, we're the coolest. Yeah, you know, for year. Yeah, collect muta. And they find me well. Yeah, I go far a lot of time. I would say most of my bread they go for far. You understand?
Just because they reach somewhere, they can't die, spoil your life.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, no, the first time, like my first year, it was a big problem. Even until now, but you know, they adjust to the system. Yeah. They step up, but some minutes late, you see the. Some minutes late, you see the. As a guy, from, it'll be like, the guys did gym. You know, it's different from practice, they start. Practice start at. Let's say by 4 o'clock, bro. Guys, the gym like 1 hour or 2 hours. If you want, say okay, I'm a good guy. 2 hours, but for the team, you guys do like 1 hour. The lowest 45 minutes for the gym. You understand? Mm. For me now, when I reach, I'll just say, I think African time. You know, I think I'm done. They say practice now by 4. I'm gonna come out for hours. See, I won't come to say for my mind. I just say I'll come out early. I'm gonna come out 3:40 or 3:40. For my mind, I'll go early. You understand? For my mind, I'll be upbeat. Yeah, you know, like, so like
team.
That. The first time, they be like, okay, newcomer, novice. Understand? Second time, I'm more. The third time, they've been telling me, you pay fine day. From there. When they first chop my own first bread for the I'm like, this money where you chop, like, way to way. I say this money where you chop. If I come back and for Nigeria money, you don't know what you mean.
It's very Chris.
You don't know what you mean, play. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's why it just be just crazy like that. Yeah.
Why all of us they do that? If you want to spend money, you go first come out and see. Wait, make a good.
No, my first bread for year, I'm not touch that one.
Oh,
I swear to God. Yeah, my first bread, I didn't touch that shit. My first bread, I was holding it, I was like, if I touch this thing for you now, if I convert the money for Nigeria. You understand? So I just keep it here. I was, you know. But they are just out there. We there.
Yeah.
That's the mentality for us, as African. I would say that's the mentality we think twice.
It's a good and a bad thing because at the end of the day, like you said, now they help us manage our expectations.
Let me tell you something. It's actually bad.
It's a good and a bad thing. It's a good and a bad thing. Because at the end of the day, it reminds us of where we are coming from.
Yeah, and definitely. Why we need to push. That's sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But same time, you know, if you're not like, there was a time I was like, yo, if I'm not doing well over here, how would I support people back home? You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So first I have to put my first myself first. I have to be right, you understand? Because to do right, you gotta be right, you understand?
Yeah.
So I have to be right first, then to put people right. You understand? If I'm not right, I can put people right. So first I have to I have to put myself in order. Yeah. So that's the face I am right now.
As it should be, all of us, man. A lot of people as if you just get to a new place or a new country, everything does set. Now the mentality where most of them boys get from,
that's the mentality. Like that's yeah, the mentality is really bad. It'd be like once you're there, you boom, you're on. Like it's actually good because we feel like when we come to when we move out of our comfort zone to to go make bread or to go make ends outside, we feel like we can just make it ASAP. Mm-hmm. But when you get here, you get to it's gradual. You have to follow this step. If you don't follow this step, you just miss it.
Well, maybe move away from basketball a little bit. See, I think I remember I was chatting some days ago where I was talking about that young man.
Yo, see, that's for me. I'm actually happy. And at the same time, I'm not happy. You know why? Let's put it fact. My aspect of not being happy was that I only get to let's say a few months. I came back, I was in Nigeria 43 years ago, I guess, where I got to spend a little time, I think up to was it up to 1 month, I guess. Mm-hmm. So let's say few weeks in Nigeria, so I had to I stayed with him. I saw a lot of stuff. I saw great potential, but I wasn't really there to play alongside him. Even before he left, I didn't get to see him. That was the painful part about all this. I didn't get to see him before leaving. But everybody has that's the journey. That's the journey everybody has to take. Yeah, he's facing it, so I'm happy for him. Definitely happy for him.
Yeah, for people who don't know, I know you should know him by now. His name is Ikenna. He's the younger brother to this uncle here, and that boy is a menace. He's a menace. Even before I left Nigeria, I said, those friendly chats that you have that the young boys will be threatening us.
We'll
play one on one, all those kind of stuff. And look at. See this boy, you mind yourself. I still get a book for you. It is always like that, but it's fun to see him grow the way he has, and he has evolved so much. And now that he's in the US, the only good thing that can come of that. Now,
I was getting a lot of messages, texts, they were saying, "Yo, your brother is becoming something else." I was like, "Yeah, he's coming to the family."
He should be.
Interest in the family. Yes,
I want us to talk away from, let's move away from basketball. Over time, man, I've noticed that you are a big fan of battle rap. I am a big fan of battle rap. Rap, I mean, how did you get into your circus of just watching rap? In fact, you posted Arsenal's bye against this guy someday.
I'll tell you a fact. I used to rap.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I used to with my friends, Phantom.
You go give us four bars before you come out here. Forget acting.
Okay, I'll try. I'll give you. You want me to see me off my head? I'll give you. What's your name? Hardbog. Phantom back then, you don't know, his name is Jonathan. He back, we just did, do some house recording and all that. I went there late, I was just, I just go with them to the studio, studios in the house, let's say. We just go, say some things and put a mixtape, we don't miss the thing, everything that deals with the full asset, that kind of thing. So I used to rap then. Then I started, listening to rap battles from what's his name, Holyfield. I don't know if you heard of him. Holyfield. Holyfield. I watched the one there with the one he did with Black Bones.
He destroyed Black Bones.
He went crazy on him. He went crazy on him. So there, I started loving, everything about the rap battle, the energy, the wordplay, the punchlines, like, you know, one thing about rap battle, sometimes it get personal.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It get personal, so they go deep. Like, I get to, like, know, they go do some research. Some research, like, about you.
Yeah.
You understand? And they come up with, like, some crazy punchline that goes way, way, way hard.
Yeah.
You understand? So I just love that, and I love the reaction, you understand? Love the reaction. No, I love Arsenal.
Disrespectful. I love Cliff. Ass motherfucker.
So disrespectful. So disrespectful. I love what's his name? Clips. Charlie Clips. You know, Hitman. Yeah, Hitman
is a lot of performance. It does have bad, but his performance is right up there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not the best.
Yeah, and you got what's his name? This guy from New Jersey. What's his name? Suso also. But this guy from New, he always talks about the gun rap. Yeah, New Jersey talk. Yeah, that's him. Like, go crazy, bro. And DNA.
When I look at all those guys, I see how they've evolved the way they rap. Like DNA has stopped, he has dropped the guns, he doesn't rap about guns.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about it.
And he's a
lot. I think the best freestyler in battle rap is DNA.
Yeah.
Like most times he just forgets his lines and he hits you with a freestyle. Mm-hmm. And it goes way, way better than what he has to say.
Who is your favorite right now? Because there are a lot of new guys go out. You have the Geeky, you have Easy the Block Captain, all those guys. Who is your favorite now?
I would say my favorite. I would say, like, you know, in the aspect of, you know, disrespect to the, you say Arsenal. Like, it goes beyond, you understand? It takes things too personal.
Facts.
It takes things too personal, you understand?
Yeah.
On the aspect of disrespect, I'll say Arsenal. Mm-hmm. In the aspect of, you know, wordplay, punchline, I'll say Charlie Clips. In the aspect of gun bars, I know, I'll say New York. Yeah.
He does it work.
Yeah. First, what's his name? Rustin, something like that. Yeah, him. The one with, like, the tiny beards and all that.
He's retired now, though.
Like, yeah, he has. For me, I think he's, like, every time he raps, he's gonna, like, collapse any moment. you see the veins coming out from his neck and everything. Like, this is pure energy, you understand? Like, talking, without even breathing, he keeps talking for, like, seconds, you understand? Crazy. So I wouldn't say I have a favorite, but if I would say I could pick somebody, I would keep, you know, watching every time, I would say Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal. The first battle I watched of Arsenal was him versus Shoddy Aura, where he did the ABC scheme backwards against Shoddy Aura, and he finished this guy freestyle off, and it was what he's still one of those dudes that I feel. Any era where it gets to rap, it will still be very good.
Yeah, definitely.
People feel understand how they talk back then.
They don't know what to talk about.
Yeah. And it tells somebody, Bayo will know this, Bayo Dulé. Ingo know every time before a game, I always used to watch rap battles. Like, I would just sit down for a ceremony and watch rap battles.
I go to YouTube, I follow the page on Instagram, like, I just go on, like, wonder. If I have to, like, watch rap battles, I'll be like, okay, this afternoon I'm going on rap battles, you understand? And I go full in it.
It's a wonderful art. Moving on, you touched on this a little, but being an immigrant in Italy, what's the living status for you? How are you able to cope with? Now, we're not talking about cultural differences so much anymore, because we're talking about just being that Nigerian that you normally are. How is it for you living in Italy? Because a lot of people say it is tough.
Being being an immigrant in Italy, it's like, I would say it's easy. I would say it's hard. You know, put it back to the aspect of, you know, how things have been. Yeah. You understand? Like, you know, I would just say the road has been like, has been how to put them. They don't spoil the road.
Oh, okay.
You understand? They don't spoil. People don't dare before. They don't mess up. They spoil everything. So there is this kind of like this kind of movement, like, you know, you can make the black hole. Yeah. Like, you see every black person. Yeah, they see every black person as a black person and all that. But I won't say it's in everybody in Italy, you understand, like the Italians, or I would say, but I would say it's us, like we immigrants. You understand, like the problem. We can actually they accept, like there was a female, which is true. Italy has a big heart, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
They have a big heart, like they accept everybody. Because if you have to like go, being an immigrant is not just like, you know, coming from like from Africa to, you know, to Italy by, you know, just to come to do a profession, just like basketball. There's almost other routes which people comes in, which is, you know about that, like, which is not acceptable, but they come still and Italians accept, you understand what I'm saying? So, to the fact of, you know, coming from, let's say, you leaving your home, coming to make ends meet here, like, you gotta be focused, you understand? You gotta, like, you know, do things right, you understand? You're not saying you should do everything they say, but we know the good from the bad.
Right.
You understand? But most people, you know, coming from, let's say, from the illegal route, they come here and, you know, they do a lot of, you know, they do drugs and all that, which is low. I would say it's bringing bad name to the country itself. You understand? So these eyes of seeing people like that, they see every black person like that. You understand? So it's not written in the forehead like, I don't do drugs, I don't do stuff like that. Exactly. But you just see everybody like that.
Yeah,
exactly. So being an immigrant, it's tough. I won't say it's easy, because this is not my land. I'm coming here just like, you know, to make the bread. So I'm gonna do. I understand most people do everything it takes to make the bread, but there are a lot of things you can do to make the bread too, apart from, you know, going astray. You understand? So it destroyed the perspective of being an immigrant over here. I'm not actually even talking about only the blacks.
Yeah, different from about, different, you know, countries.
From different places, you understand? Yeah. So, you know, because now, like, getting like the documents and all that, like every year you gotta, like, it's just like a routine. Every year you just gotta, like, renew the document. Without the document, you can, it's not you can work freely, but you need that, because there are a lot of people wanted, you understand? They like, you have to control this and control. So you have to work with documents and all that. So every year, just gotta like keep renewing. Like, I have a student document, which I have to renew every year. I have to keep renewing. So the process of renewing this is tough. I won't say it's easy, because you have to go bring this, you have to go bring that, you have to go bring this, you have to go bring that, just to make one document. You know, it's tough. I would say it's very, very tough.
I think it's with every country in Europe, because...
Yeah, like, I would say that. In every country
in Europe. People are coming in so much.
Yeah.
They have to find a way to keep the structure.
To keep them, yeah.
It's normal. Even here for UK stuff, you will notice with the way things go over time, a lot of bad, I won't say bad people, a lot of people don't tarnish the image of immigrants.
Yeah, that's just the problem. They already spot the way which is supposed to like lead us, like, you know, to get a bit, like, to stay in peace and all that. You understand? But it's, the system is already fucked up. You understand? It's
so right now, I think you are with Daytona Basketball, if I'm not wrong.
No, I left Daytona Basket.
Don't move. Like
2 years ago.
God, when?
I moved from Daytona Basket. I moved to the south, because Daytona is in the north part of Italy. I moved to the south of Italy where I played. That was when I signed my first professional
contract.
Like professional basketball, you know, some like professional contract. I was left there, like, and that was when the COVID started again. Mm-hmm. So everything was just, you know, was just chopped up.
That all this kind of movement, when you are going from one place to another, like, do you feel, is it something you appreciate as a person, or you rather just sign with one team? You can even sign with that team and have a multi-year deal and just be comfortable there for a long while.
He ain't really like that. Depend, you know. Let me break this down. You understand? As a player coming from outside, you know, I'm Italian. Like, let's say you want to make this your career, definitely you have to be 100. Like, let's say 100% good. You understand? Understand? So they don't have time for, you know, they don't have time for you trying to, like, they want you ready, already made. You understand? People like Una. You understand? People like Una. We don't so cool. Like this.
Man.
The game begin. No, we talk about. Like, we see the grow to the game. Like, we don't play the game. You understand? So they want. Basically, don't.
Mm-hmm. We don't set already.
We don't set already. You understand? So now I'm with the team. Let me say, you know, this time you can't. But it's very, very hard for them to sign you for, like, to sign you 2-3 years. No, it's very, very hard. Unless they see you with LeBron, you understand. They finna sign you 2-3 years, but every year they go one day, they want to propose, okay, next year you wanna stay, we're gonna increase this, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it. But as the team be say, me, when I did the Turner Basket, I was okay there, you understand? I was okay, but, you know, it got to a time I want to play, you understand? Like, I had, let's say, a little issue with the coaches and all that. I wanted to, like, start playing, you know? I've been around for a while, so I understand. So you just put me through and let me show you what I'm... Because it's so crazy, like, in practice, you know, you give you 100, and when it's time for game, they don't even look at you.
Okay.
You know, so I was like, okay, I wanted to, like, let me start playing, you know, so let me start to, like, you know, prove myself out. So I had to, like, you know, I left. I knew they were only going to give me one more year again, you understand? So I knew already.
So you already started the
I was already planning on, you know, leaving and all that. So I went to the tournament was in Serie A, it was like the second division. So I went to the third division, you know, to, like, you know, get more, because in Italy it's all about profile.
Yeah, I think in Europe it's all about profile.
In Europe, yeah, it's profile. If you don't have the profile of, you know, you playing in a big team and doing well,
mm-hmm.
you understand? Nobody's gonna, like, know. So that's what I'm trying to say. You have to start from the if you're gonna play here. If you're not already coming from, let's say, the States, from America,
yeah.
Because in America, definitely
you would have played
in the G League. Mm-hmm. If not in the G League, you'd have played like 1 year in the NBA and all that. You understand? But if you're coming as a, you know, as a little guy wanting to grow up in the program, you have to, like, you know, you have to build a profile, which I didn't have back then, you understand? So I had to, like, go to a lower division, you understand, to, like, you know, try to do something. I went there, I wasn't, you know, getting enough playing time, due to the COVID and all that. You know, they have to like keep rotating players. Sometimes I don't get in the list. Sometimes I get in the list. Sometimes even if I get in the list, I play 2 minutes, 1 minute, and start, you know, somebody that wants to demonstrate, you know, you want to demonstrate what you have. You need more, you understand?
You need more than 2 minutes, bro.
You need more than that, you understand? So because sometimes for a whole 1 minute, you might not even get the ball, you understand? So you just, I know we have a lot of veterans. It'll be like, the coaches keep telling you, oh, just keep doing. I like your energy. I like this. Yo, you like this? Give me the game, you understand? So I'll be like, they keep telling me, I like your energy. I know I have this energy. I have this from Nigeria.
Just let me play, Ogbeni.
It's easy to play, really.
You were shabbing me, wish.
It's easy to play, really.
Oh, boy.
So I'll be like, I know, I have the energy. Just put me in, you understand? So like that, I keep, you know, later after the year, I just played 1 year, you know, in the south, and now I'm back in the north side, which I play for. I'm playing for lower division, just to build my profile and all that. So like this now in this lower division, and now I'm averaging like, you know, 30 points, 10 rebounds. You understand? You know, the rebound day. Let me see.
Twally.
So with the girl, average 14 points, you know, understand? From there, we build So I could, while I was playing in this lower division, I got signed into a second division.
Yeah,
I got signed. So I actually, like, you know, let's say I'm playing for like two teams.
I understand.
So I'm playing for a lower division and a senior. So I play, like, the team I'm playing for right now is called Robux Fedes, the lower division. And the team I got signed in, like I think some months ago, like 2 or 3 months ago, it's called Asijeko Basket in Piacenza, in the north part of Italy. So I practice every time, with the professional team, and I play more with the lower division. So that's how,
in my own opinion, it's even a win-win for you, because like you said, building profiles, you are going to log up
on you just have to definitely. Yeah.
Don't worry, now just matter of time. We are by the end of the year now, Baba. Me
that time we need that time,
you know. Rounding up, we're about to get to the end of the interview. In fact, we are almost done. But what are your goals? I don't want you to say what are your goals. But before we even get
to goal,
who has been the toughest guy? I'm going to talk Nigerian only. Who has been the toughest guy that you've had?
The toughest guy I have to guard. I think somebody asked me this in my last interview. The toughest guy to guard. I won't say you, because I haven't really played against you, but I know you're tough, bro. I know you're tough. I'll give you that. But I won't put you on the list, you understand? Because then I'm not really saying, you know,
please don't change.
Then I'm not really saying, you understand? But I would have liked to say Louis, David.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to hear me out first. Playing against David, you are not actually guarding David. You are guarding yourself.
I want to hear this. Because I think I understand what you are saying.
Oh, yeah. You understand? Playing against David, Messi is one of the strongest players I played against. You understand? Most guys I played against, we can testify to that. You understand? Playing against David, you're not actually like, you know, guarding him. You're actually guarding yourself, not to get hurt. You know what I mean?
This guy. The way you said this thing,
That's not hard.
reminded me of the last time we actually matched up. This was before festival. Okay, well, it was during festival practicing that we had it, early February or early January. So we used to play this one-on-one. Not every time, Sam, but that day I just felt like, make a join and play this King of the Court one-on-one. So when we were playing against Mirena, there was a time he got the ball and he wanted to do a move. He just looked at me and said, come on, are you? I said, waiting there, waiting go through your mind, Nana. I had to pause. Waiting go through your mind now. My face don't rearrange.
That's the point. That's it. It was like, you my guy. I'm not going to do the move I want to do. Yes, that guy too. So that's all that I would say. You actually guard yourself. You will score. Yes, right. You can't. I won't say you will stop him. You can try to stop him, but in the process of stopping him, not to score. Things can happen. No, things. You understand? Things can happen. You understand? So I would say it's hardest because nobody wants to mark headway.
Sure.
But somebody just have to pick it up.
Someone has to do
somebody
it.
Somebody just have to. Understand? So every time you score, nobody will be like, you allowed him to score, yeah. You did this. We know. It's not gonna be your fault. Yeah, we know what you are going through. You understand? You know what I mean? So if I'm your team now and I'm marking it away and you score, you won't be mad at me, you understand?
True.
Because you know what's going on. Exactly. You know what I'm facing.
Yeah, there are games where you would look at sets where we don't play, where we'll come down, we'll light some kind. You just go off, score like 11 points. Every other person will look, you know, but there's nothing they can do because them no fit step up to guard.
Because Relue is the kind of player, you can't cheat. That's the point. You can't cheat Relue.
But you can't cheat.
Relue will play. No, he did one thing one time. We're playing evening set. I was like, wow. Relue was playing. I think it was a game of 15. He was playing. He was keeping his scores. Mm-hmm. He knows. Wait. Let me finish. He knows everybody who made.
Oh my God.
Everybody who scored. Not only everybody who scored. How you scored. God.
Wait. The king, man.
It was like there was one scenario that happened. Was like it was up actually. It was 11,
mm-hmm.
and the opponent was saying no, we're on 13. We have one more. It was like no. You shot from three. You went on the layup. You did this. I was like, the first guy was right. The record was like. That's true. I was like, wow.
King.
Wow. So let's go back to the toughest guy to mark. I would say toughest guy to mark. I would say probably like Musti.
That was my guy too. I hated guarding
Musti because you know why? I would have said Tolani, but you know, with the size. I can actually handle Tolani, you understand, with his size, you know, he's crafty and all that, but I could handle him, you understand. Just just pin him a little bit down, you understand. Mm-hmm. But mostly like he just shoot out of the blue, he can just pick the shot up out of the blue, you understand. So and every time you try to even he shoot at, even if he does like this, you're gonna react. Even if it does that, you're gonna react. So that's like I would say Mustafa.
When I tell people that, the way he runs around looking for the ball, he doesn't necessarily have to play with the ball. And the fact that right now Musti has gotten bigger and gotten stronger.
Yeah, I saw that.
I would say
Musti, but Gary Musti is tough. Yeah. Not only because it's physical, it's quick.
Yeah, it's quick.
You're so quick.
Shoot the lights.
It's quick. I haven't played the game. I haven't played really more. I haven't played against Dalu. So I won't say.
Dalu.
I won't say. I haven't played. I've seen his game. Everybody knows.
The reason why I personally, I like guarding Dalu because I think it's with...
You just let him do his stuff.
With his age right now, you know, he's a pretty young dog and he's going to grow into
him. Yeah.
But the time that we played together, he was still finding it difficult to understand what he needs to do in the game. Although he had all the talent, he wanted to do everything real quick.
He had everything.
Back then, we still, as I don't old now, with this my bad, that they use and they do okay.
You don't tell me. You don't tell me it's on Vita. You don't just know that you don't tell me.
You don't just know. Yeah, 2022 in full blast, man. What are you looking forward to?
Oh, man. 2022. We just hope. First, we just hope COVID doesn't, you know, come back in full force, because it's starting again. We had to stop all the games for, like, let's say, like 2 straight weeks because of the COVID and all that. But now we're starting again, coming back. So I would just say COVID, apart from COVID, I would say 2022 should be a good year for me. Honestly, because I could see change. No, you know, when you get, like, the aspect of basketball, I'm talking about the aspect of basketball, because for me, my basketball I can't do for you. I don't know.
I don't know
all those other business. So for me, basketball, I'm seeing, like, I feel, you know, when you feel something is changing.
Yeah.
You know, when you feel you could tell you're on the right path. You understand? You feel it. You know? So I feel I'm on the right path right now, because now I'm getting to I get the ball in time. Most of the time I get more than how I used to do. So now getting the ball, you know, it's different from when you catch it passing, like, you know, being with the ball every time. You feel, you understand. So now I'm getting the ball every time and I'm scoring. Understand? So I feel, okay, I'm on the right path right now. So I just feel 2022 is a big one. It's going to be a big one for me. It's going to be a big one for me. I feel so.
Don't worry, we will reach Italy very soon. We're supposed to even come like last year.
Red Bull stuff. Well, what actually happened?
I think they filed in the visa stuff late. That was the main issue. Like, we submitting late.
There's always an issue in everything about leaving the country. There's always an issue leaving the country. That's it.
Yeah. But definitely, I suppose touch down Italy this year. And we'll link up.
I like the comment.
And thanks for coming on, man. I really appreciate you.
Pleasure's mine.
With your dada.
So, come on, no, this is just guys, no. Bro, the reason why I did this hair.
That to cut out.
No, I will cut out, but guy, me, my hair, they grow fast.
Oh.
Okay. I don't really go salon every 2 days.
Every time, nah. I feel you. Don't be like us.
Yeah, man, I'm talking for low boy. No, the money will be spent for hair for you. If you change the money, if I tell Mom, she say, nah, so amount at the use call her.
Yeah.
For Nigeria money. Now look and say, is it dread? I'll carry on. So I just, the dread, I just, you know, not leave and say, make it up grow. We said do 5 boys more.
It's teacher, the vibes giver.